Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are from the New Jack Partnership Board. Welcome, Bob Banghart and Jev Shelton. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you both for being here today. Bob, you're the executive director of the New Jack Partnership Board. Would you tell us a little bit about what they do?
Well, the partnership board was put together primarily to find the funding and see a new performing arts and community center, cultural center, built in Juneau on the site of the current armory. And once that task is accomplished, it will disappear.
The armory?
The armory will disappear, but the partnership board itself, its mission is to do that building, the new building.
Oh.
So it wouldn't stick around, right?
That makes sense, too. Jeff, anything you want to add to that?
No, I just emphasize the last part of it. But I guess the point is that it is both the performing and visual arts center, but it's, from my perspective, also very much a cultural center. It's a community asset in that respect. It's for the broader community, very much so.
And in your opinion, what are some reasons that Juneau needs a new arts and culture center?
She asked
well,
you.
Okay.
It's to both of you.
Well, I guess in the first place, the old armory is certainly not, or was never intended to be an arts and cultural center. And so it's really in an inappropriate layout. It's not efficient. It has some structural problems in the building. And the intent here is to simply recognize that. And in the vicinity of the Centennial Hall and the SLAM building, you have the core of downtown Juneau community. You know, the community resources are really concentrated there. And the intent is to put together a facility that is appropriate for the arts, appropriate as a community center, and something that will integrally fit in with the way the rest of this immediate area is laid out. And I think it'll be a major asset added to the community.
What's the vision for the new Jack?
Well, it's the new vision is, as Jeff pointed out, it's a purpose-built facility. That means that the attributes of the building meet the necessaries of the tasks at hand. So it's got a 299-seat, professionally developed, acoustically tuned theater. It has a black box, which would akin to performance space for about 100 and some people, but it could be used for rehearsals or anything. It's got a community hall. The community hall is just a little bit smaller, but more, it's almost exactly the same size as the interior of the armory now, the space mm-hmm. that we're using as for all the gatherings. If you take that curtain out, it'd be about the same size. And that's a flat floor serviceable room for any kind of function, whatever. All the surfaces are very durable. It's got a gallery that's an expansion of the gallery that exists now, larger, about by a third. It has a gift shop, a designated space as a store, whereas now all the material is sold in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the support spaces. The second floor has offices that will be set out for rental as a economic addition to the operations, you know, to help the costing of operating. And that's to be rented out, the idea being that it would be rented out to arts organizations, nonprofits. So we get some synergy there in getting those organizations in one spot and then providing the kind of physical plant that allows us to develop and really nurture professionalism in the arts. But also, more importantly, I think in the long term, is we create a community gathering place that really supports the aspect of any activity that wants to go on. I think, you know, someone said something to me about, arts are for – that building isn't for the community. And I said, well, the current armory, I've played more weddings and wakes in that building than anything else, you know. And then folk festival or seeing celebration in there. And those are pretty common-rooted activities and really important to me to be involved with and I think really important for the community to underscore.
What is the status of the project at the moment?
I'll take this one. The status of the program, we're we're at 65% of design. And part of our meetings tonight are to share with people some maturation of the visuals of the building, so how it's going to look. The first drawings that went out are the artist's renderings or the conceptual drawings from the architect. At 65% of development, we have a much clearer idea what the building is going to physically look like. So we're going to share that and some of the adjustments we've made to the layout of the building in reference to the property and to the roads. But we are at 22% of our funding goal and continuing to see good success there. We have a very simple four-sided model for funding, which is will be explained tonight, but essentially it's private sector, philanthropic donations, foundations, and public sector. And we've already gotten some federal money, NEH grant, a matching grant for $750, and we continue to match that each year. So it's ongoing. You know, these things, I've been in this business for a long time, and this is one of a number of buildings that I've been privileged to be involved with around the state. And they usually take about a decade to mature, but they do get there, and this one will too.
Great. As you mentioned, there are some upcoming community information meetings about the new Jack project. One is tonight, 5 o'clock, DIPAC.
Correct.
Right? 5 to 6:30?
5:30.
5:30, DIPAC. And then there's another one next Tuesday, a week from today, the 18th, at the Mendenhall Public Library. What time does that
5:30
start?
5:30 as well. 5:30
to 7. What are you going to be covering in these meetings?
Well, a fair bit of what Bob has just summarized. So, you know, the basic background, the conceptual layout, the, you know, the basic idea behind it, the fact that it's community oriented rather than more narrowly. And otherwise, I think it's intended to be primarily open to the audience for questions. It's primarily an informational session. And the more questions, the better. I think that's why we're there. We have as much information as exists, I think, about the project so we can be responsive. But it's a another point for there to be an interchange with the community. And we're hoping for a very good turnout.
Any specific misconceptions you want to dispel?
Yeah, there was some misunderstandings at last fall in terms of scope and duplicity and scale. And, you know, that I like to use a statistic that a Centennial Hall, operationally, there's about 17,000 square feet of rental space in a building that's about 42,000, 43,000 square feet. We've got a building running closer to 44,000 with about 80% of it revenue generating. And there really isn't any duplicative aspects between the two structures. We don't have a kitchen. We have a warming kitchen that the people that stage events there have asked for. It's not a professional chef's kitchen. And Centennial Hall doesn't have a theater. The black box is purpose designed in respect to being fully attributed or fully involved with audio video materials, and it's a functional theater space as well. And so, you know, we have one room that could be construed as a breakout room. You know, we have a little seminar room. So it's they're two separate structures, and you know, there was a lot of people saying we don't need it, and I guess that's a personal opinion. I've been in town a while and involved with a couple of the major festivals here, and we need it. We've lacked it forever, and it's been part of the city's primary element of the city's long-range planning goals. We've got that documented going back into the 70s, a performing arts center, and so now's the time because we've all seen the need expressed time and time again, and I'd like to see it happen.
NewJack.org. You can go see what it will look like on the inside and on the out and get some more information. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Bob Banghart and Jev Shelton. There's two community information meetings about the New Jack project tonight and a week from tonight. I have a question, a little bit from my own personal curiosity. Will the new building be called the New Jack?
That's a good question. I have no idea. Because at some point it'll be the old Jack, right? So
Thanks so much for speaking with me today and sharing all that info and answering my questions. Cool. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks a lot. And DIPAC, 5:30 to 7 tonight. And we certainly hope to see you there with your questions.
Thanks so much.
We do indeed. Thank you.